You can build in a flood zone in New Jersey, but you first have to go through a rigorous permitting process. The State Department of Environmental Protection says that process needs to be streamlined. But environmentalists claim those tough protections are there for a reason, as WHYY's Joe Hernandez explains.
The New Jersey Flood Hazard Control Act was adopted in 1980. It laid out a series of rules for development in flood-prone areas, which could cause even more flooding and increase stormwater runoff if done improperly. Maya Van Rossum runs the Delaware Riverkeeper Network. She says the provisions in that act, which the DEP is now trying to relax, are necessary for the health of the environment and residents.
They're critical for protecting us from the damage that gets done by pollution, from the damage that gets done by flooding, by erosion, and by the loss of critical habitats. If anything, New Jersey's rules weren't strong enough.
But the DEP says critics don't understand what the agency is trying to do. Larry Haina, a spokesman for the DEP, says they want to make the permitting process quicker and more efficient, but keep the tough protections on where and how people can build. Relaxed rules would certainly make getting permits easier for developers, but Haina says it would also improve the process for residents.
It could be Joe Average homeowner who wants to add a deck in the riparian zone. This will kind of make it a little bit less burdensome. And in fact, it'll give us a little bit more flexibility in working with that property owner to make sure the deck is done in the right way, in the right location, and in a way that won't negatively impact the environment.
Now, legislators in Trenton are stepping in to deal with the issue. The state Senate voted last month to block the rule changes, and just this week, an assembly committee did the same. If the full assembly votes to block the rule changes, the DEP will have to either amend their proposal or withdraw it completely. From the New Jersey desk, I'm Joe Hernandez, WHYY News.